You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. I'm a fortune teller?
You don't look like one.
Oh, don't I? Well, just you watch me. Now, I simply gaze into this crystal ball and... Ah, what's this I see?
What?
Ah, something new.
Well, tell me, what is it?
It comes in a big red and white box with a name D-U-Z. Does.
What's Does?
Shh, the crystal answers. It says Does is here to bring you a new kind of wash day.
Oh.
You see, Does is the first really new kind of wash day soap in years.
Well, what does Does do?
Ah, that's the big news. Does does all three kinds of wash, from dirty work shirts, grimy towels, to your pretty rayon slips.
Oh, now listen. Are you serious? Do you mean I can use this one soap for everything?
Well, of course I'm serious. That's where New Does is so different from any of the four other leading granulated soaps. It's far safer for your delicate rayons and nicer colored washables. In fact, the extra color care Does gives you really adds to the life of those colors. Because with Does, their colors stay looking fresh and bright far longer. And that's important to remember these days when such clothes will be hard to replace.
Well, that sounds wonderful, but what happens to those dirty towels?
Oh, Does will show you just how really white your towels and linens can be. You've never seen whiter washes than Does gives you. Because there just isn't another soap of any kind that gives you whiter washes than Does.
Well, how much scrubbing does it take?
There's no hard scrubbing, no boiling either. Not even for those greasy work shirts. Honestly, you can't buy a soap that gets clothes clean easier than Does.
My, imagine this one soap doing so much.
Now remember, Does is Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. Just try it. You'll see Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Just ask for Does today. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. The life of a coward has been described as one death after another, all of them worse than the real thing. And the life of a weakling is almost the same. Whether the boy Rosie loves is just irresponsible through habit or weak through character is a question that time alone can solve. But time is getting some help from another boy, Mikey Walter, Rosie's childhood sweetheart. Meanwhile, at the railroad station, the Goldbergs wait for Mikey. As usual, the train is late.
Oh, I don't know. It's amazing the train should be so late.
You go home, Molly. I'll wait for Mikey.
Oh, I don't think you wouldn't mind because I want to be home to fix something. And I thought I'd fix something. And I thought I'd be home in time, so I didn't fix my chores anyway. Daisy must be milked. It's a cow, not a person. She can't wait.
Sammy, you go with Mama and help her.
I can wait for the train.
I'll wait.
Oh, you come with me then, Sammy.
Too bad Rosie can't come to meet Mikey.
She's coming. She's walking down with Walter, but then...
Walter.
Please. Oh, Jack, please. Come, Sammy. Come... You'll give my excuses to Mikey because the train was late. Yes, Jake, dear, we didn't wait for him, yes?
Don't worry. Mikey's not Walter. You don't need kid gloves to talk to Mikey.
All right, so come. Right away with the kid gloves and right away. Come. Goodbye, Jake, darling.
Bye. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.
All right, dear. Come walk this way, darling. Walk this way.
All right.
Walk in front, please, Gordy. Walk in front. Don't kick me on my feet like that.
Ma.
Please.
Ma.
Walk over here, Sammy.
Ma, listen.
What is it?
Are you sure there's no special reason why Mikey is coming?
Again, you're asking?
Well, it's funny. If Mikey is home on a furlough, why wouldn't he stay home with his own family the few days he has?
He got more than a few days.
How do you know?
Mrs. Bloom told me.
Even so?
She didn't mind. She herself... suggested it.
Suggested what, Ma?
That he should...
Ma.
Yeah.
What is it?
Mrs. Malenka had some money that she wanted to pay me back, and Mikey's bringing it up.
Ma.
Yeah?
If you asked Mrs. Malenka to return a loan, you certainly must have needed that money badly.
Well, I...
Ma, what did you need that money for?
Well, I needed it...
For what? Walter owes everybody in town. I know that. Everybody knows that. Is that what you needed the money for? Oh, I hope you're doing the right thing. That's all I can say. I hope you and Papa aren't building any false hopes. What you and Papa are doing is taking Walter's mother's place. I don't see that as an improvement. Do you?
It's not the same thing, Pamela. It's not the same thing. What Papa and me are doing is clearing off Walter's old debt so he can start fresh. How can he make a new beginning if he has to carry along with him at the same time his old life? We want him to stand on his own feet, Pamela. And that means we have to let him stand up first.
Sure, that's fine, but afterwards...
Afterwards is another question. Afterwards, we'll see. If Walter takes a clean slate and
While Molly and Sammy walk home discussing the ethics of paying off Walter's debts, in the Goldberg house, another discussion of ethics is going on. Rosie knows that Walter called New York, but he's been saying that he can't tell her to whom he talked. And Rosie thinks and says...
I don't see how you can have secrets from me, Walter. That is, if you trust me.
It's not a question of trust, Rosie. You'll know, but not now, not this minute.
All right.
Aren't you going down to the station to meet your friend, Mikey?
I will. What was the call about, Walter? Was the call about us? Did you call your mother?
I told you I didn't call my mother. Don't you believe me?
Of course I do.
But did you want me to lie to you, Rosie?
Oh, could you have to lie? Was the call that serious?
Rosie, I just don't see why you...
But...
Rosie, you're still here? Hello, Walter. Papa's going to say this. Oh, family, come in. Come in and get the tail first. You change yourself first.
Didn't Mikey come on?
The train is late. Papa's waiting at the station. Come
over.
All right. Well, why don't you go down and meet Mikey, Rosie?
Go, Rosalie, please, dear.
You want to come, Walter?
No, Walter can stay here and help.
You go, Rosie. I don't know Mikey.
Go on, Rosie. We'll take care of Walter.
Take a jacket, Rosalie.
I'm all right. Is the train very late?
Well, by the time you go to the train, so the train will be there, evidently.
Oh, all right.
Bye, dear.
Bye.
Be careful. Now, let me see. The family, you'll do the cow, yes?
Yeah, just as soon as I change.
All right, and I'll run over to Martha Wilberforce. Maybe she has some extra eggs. Mama and Hen don't lay by the dozen.
I thought I was going to help.
You will, Walter, you will. Excuse me, family, and don't linger. Daisy gets fidgety. I'll be back soon, and if I don't go up street for the eggs, so if not, so I'll be later. You'll know where I've been.
Okay, Mom.
You hear, dear?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be a
difference
because I
won't pop ready
when Mikey...
Okay. You look worried, Walter. What is it?
Nothing.
Your bills worrying you? Because if they are, you can forget them for a while. My parents are paying them for you. Are you pleased?
It's awfully nice of them, but...
But what?
Well, they didn't say anything to me.
Well, they wanted to surprise you. Well, you can stop worrying. You know, Walter, I can't seem to place my finger on the right spot, but... I feel there's something wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah, with you. Something's wrong with you. As if you were a little afraid. As if you'd wandered in a little too deep and weren't quite sure whether you could make the swim or not. I hope you know what you're doing.
Of course I know what I'm doing.
Rosie's a kid, Walter, and my mother's naive, and my father does what she wants. They all have a lot of hope for you. And Rosie has great faith in you. They're all putting themselves in the position of trusting you, believing in you. Wanting you to be exactly what you say you are. But I'm a little more cynical. I've got the feeling that you haven't chosen your present position. I think you drifted into it. I just want you to know that if you're not sure of where you stand, get out. Get out now. Because every day is building a bigger fall for Rosie if you turn out to be anything but what she thinks you are. That's all. I hope I'm wrong. But if I'm right, you can still make an honorable retreat, frankly and openly. You can't sneak out of this, Walter, and you can't let it wither. You have to want this life, or you have to leave it. You can't compromise.
Hello, operator. Get me Butterfield 99970 and reverse the charges. I want to speak to Norma Ellis. Yes. Yes, that's the number. Butterfield 99970.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Norma.
Oh, is that you, Walter?
Yes.
Well, I just spoke to you about 20 minutes ago.
You said you sent the ring?
Well, don't you believe me? You asked me to send the engagement ring your mother gave me. You said you wanted to pay off your debt.
I asked you if you sent it.
Well, of course, Walter, dear. I sent it to Rosie.
To Rosie?
Well, yes. She can think it came from you if you like, and if you need money, borrow the ring from her.
Norma.
Well, since we are no longer engaged, I wasn't the proper person to ask for help. You should ask the girl you love, Walter, and that's Rosie, isn't it?
You had no right to do it.
No right? I had no right. What do you think I am, Walter? A casual acquaintance? We were engaged for years. We expected to be married, and suddenly you blithely announce that you've changed your mind. Do you think I merely took out my old heart and had a new one to place in? Don't you think I have some of the rudiments of human feeling, such as pride? What do you think I am?
You shouldn't have sent the ring to Rosie.
No, I should have sent it to you. I should have sent it to you. I should have retreated nobly into the pages of the past. I should have accepted your decisions and retired. But you can't retire me out of your life that way. If you want Rosie, you can have her, but she's going to know what you are. She's going to know you the way I know you, the way I learned to know you. Try and explain yourself to Rosie. I loved you, Walter Jerome, for all your weakness and indecision. But Rosie loves you for your noble courage. Well, here's her chance to see the real Walter. My Walter, and not the stuffed eagle you've been parading around.
Norma!
Goodbye!
One disaster after another seems to haunt Walter's new career as an independent young man in love with another girl. And just what he can tell Rosie now, or anyone, is a question he can't answer himself. You know, I've discovered what seems to be the chief cause of your dishwashing troubles. It's those old-fashioned halfway soaps. Yes, if you've been using a bar soap, you're only getting a halfway job because it cheats you on speed. Or if you've been using a tough granulated soap, it falls short on kindness to your hands. Well, then I say it's time you met New Does, that amazing new kind of granulated soap. Does does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Notice how satin smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. It's kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet no soap can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Remember, you can tell by the suds how different Does is. Just try it today. It has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. In desperation, Walter confides in Sammy, and Sammy is placed in a dilemma. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.